Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
It is absolutely wild times. It really, really is. And, you know, there's a lot going on. Like, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's literally a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah. I think it's called Puerto Rico. Okay. All right. Okay. We're getting there.
Oh, boy. I had put off talking about this, which turns out to have been the right decision because in subsequent days, we have had more things develop on this story. Tony Hinchcliffe, this alleged comedian, performing at Madison Square Garden for Trump as part of the long list of warm-up acts, and he makes that comment, which has become, what's the word I want, super viral among Puerto Ricans and Latinos, and is being focused on in the news and, you know, all of the things. Before we get to subsequent comments by various people, including President Biden and former President Trump and actress Aubrey Plaza, who is from Puerto Rico, just so you know, if somebody says, well, that's, you know, that's the worst thing he said, that's not even close to the worst thing that he said. By the way, some of these are, well, it's just... Here goes, just so you kind of get a flavor of the flavor.
Heck yeah, it's a cool black guy with a thing on his head. What the hell is that, a lampshade? Look at this guy. Oh my goodness. Wow. I'm just kidding, that's one of my buddies. He had a Halloween party last night. We had fun, we carved watermelons together. It was awesome.
Come on, man. Come on! What is wrong with... Oh, and like I said, that's not the worst. Doesn't it? This one's probably the worst. Now, I think for air, I probably don't have to bleep out the one word. But I did. Okay? And I will tell you that this is... You know, a lot of times I warn you, if you've got kids in the car, this is kind of adult material. So if you want to turn me off for about 30 seconds, 45 seconds, and come back, I understand. This is your warning. Okay? So here goes...
Believe it or not, people, I welcome migrants to the United States of America with open arms. And by open arms, I mean like this.
Like he's waving his arms to go away.
It's wild. And these Latinos, they love making babies, too. Just know that. They do. They do. There's no pulling out. They don't do that. They inside, just like they did to our country.
Yeah. Okay, so thoughts. Thought number one, anytime a comedian is performing, you always got to say to yourself, what's the job of a comedian? The job of a comedian is to say outrageous things, make people laugh, and get a reaction, and make the news. Well, I guess it's a win. Do I get offended by things? No, I actually don't. And so me personally, you know, nothing offends me. I mean, almost nothing really offends me. You can make jokes about the Bible and Jesus. It doesn't bother me. About Christians, it doesn't bother me. About abortion, about murder. I mean, just like, I just don't have that skin. Okay? You know, things don't offend me that way. I have a pretty wide-ranging sense of humor. So, you know, it doesn't offend me. I think it's super stupid to say at a presidential rally. I think you sound like a flaming, raging racist. And then, of course, the problem is that now the president gets painted as the guy who endorses all the things that the dummy comedian said. Now, is he a racist? Is he just saying jokes? I mean, who knows? But the story that matters is that there are a large number of Puerto Rican voters. Oh, not in Puerto Rico. They don't get to vote for president, right? But in Pennsylvania, 500,000. And in other areas of the country, large numbers. Who they see these clips and think... Oh, hell no, I'm not voting for that guy. You know, I'm not voting for Trump, who allows this thing to go on at his rally. That's the story, because it plays into the longstanding narrative that these Republicans are all a bunch of racists. Now, there are some Republicans who are racists. Oh, of course. I mean, there are some Democrats who are racist too, right? You know, the party of slavery was not the party of Lincoln, right? You do know the history. And that's not just the ancient history. That's the Southern Dixiecrats. And I mean, like, you know, there are a lot of Democrat racists in American history and American present. And I will always oppose every racist every time I see one because racism is unbiblical and wicked and, you know, all that stuff. You know, God made all the people and we are all in the brotherhood of man and therefore racism is extraordinarily stupid. Anyway, but back to the point, Trump has gotten alleged to be a racist and they bring up all the different clips of him in the past. And I've told you many times, I think pretty much all of those get taken out of context. But it's weird that the racists like him. Right? And it's weird that sometimes he seems to be reluctant to chastise the racists enough. And I think that's a problem. But is he responsible for these jokes? I don't really think so. Oh, but that's not even the close of all of it. Because this has gotten much more interesting in the last 24 hours. I'll play this clip for you in just a second. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now. We're not even seeing delays. I-10, I-110 are flowing very smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. And again, let me give you the overriding, overarching Andrew's response to comedians who offend people. That's what comedians do. And you need to grow up. I mean, that's across the board, okay? Grow up. You know, if somebody's unfunny, I mean, that's the real sin for a comedian, you know? But being rude or offensive or obnoxious or racist or sexist or ageist or ableist or religionist or whatever, who cares? I mean, that's what comedians do. Stop. If you don't like comedy, then don't watch comedy. Well, he allowed this at his... Really, I mean, this is the tipping point for whether you think Trump makes a good president or not is what some comedian said about Puerto Rico in a comedy set? Come on now. Come on. So dumb. Anyway, but subsequent comments, like from President Biden, who you wouldn't exactly expect to jump in here, but jump in he did.
Just the other day, a speaker at his rally called Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage. Well, let me tell you something. I don't know the Puerto Rican that I know, or Puerto Rico where I'm in my home state of Delaware. They're good, decent, honorable people. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. His demonization of Tina is unconscionable, and it's un-American.
Aside from the weird little flubby flubs.
Well, let me tell you something. I don't know the Puerto Rican that I know.
Three more months. Anyway, oh, two and a half. So Trump supporters are garbage. Trump supporters are garbage? I thought they were deplorable. Like, I'm trying to figure out, you know, what's the actual insult here that we're supposed to live with? And, you know, then they had to walk that back. The White House has walked that back now, saying, but Joe Biden on his Twitter, which, you know, he writes all of these himself. Earlier today, I referred to the hateful rhetoric about Puerto Rico spewed by Trump's supporter at his Madison Square Garden rally as garbage, which is like, I wasn't talking about the supporters. I was talking about that one guy or those ideas. Come on now. Own the slip. Own it. You called him garbage. That's fine. Meanwhile, he threatened him.
We're delivering $3 billion in funding from my Inflation Reduction Act to help clean up and modernize ports in 27 different states and territories from Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, and beyond, including, yes, Puerto Rico.
All right, but wait for it. That's, you know, that's a part A. Here's a part B. It's coming.
Well, I'd take that guy for a swim out there. Anyway.
Like, I'd like to murder him in the ocean?
Stenny's looking at me. Don't get going, Joe. Don't get going, Joe. Slow up.
Not a joke. Just, okay. So Trump had a chance to comment back. You know, this is how this goes. One says one, and one says one. Okay, here's President Trump responding.
That's terrible. That's what it says.
Responding to the Biden comment.
That's what it says. So you have, remember Hillary, she said deplorable. And then she said irredeemable, right? But she said deplorable. That didn't work out.
garbage, I think, is worse, right? But he doesn't know. You have to please forgive him. Please forgive him, for he not knoweth what he said.
Make it all stop. He not knoweth what he said? Okay. You know when you two trieth a language speaketh? It's not really your native lingo. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus said on the cross. There actually are a couple of knoweths in the King James. Don't believe much that Donald Trump reads the King James, if any Bible, but not knoweth what...
For he not knoweth what he said.
Trump has denied knowing this comedian, knowing anything about it, that you know, it doesn't represent him or whatever. Who knows? The right answer, by the way, is, you know, he's a comedian. Grow up. And no, I don't hate Puerto Rico. I love Puerto Rico. And I love Puerto Ricans. And they're fantastic people. They're hard workers. I mean, you know, like, that's the right answer. He didn't really give that answer. He did give this one.
Nobody loves our Latino community and our Puerto Rican community more than I do. Nobody. You know, it's interesting because I've done more for Puerto Rico than any president by far.
I would say the fact checks on that one don't quite add up, hurricane response and whatnot. But still, it's good that he says he loves the Latinos and the Puerto Ricans. I would love to hear the president just condemn racism. That'd be nice. We didn't hear that. What we did hear from Aubrey Plaza, though, mentioned her before, at the Innovator Awards in New York City, I think probably gave the best summary of how Puerto Rican, which, of course, Puerto Ricans are Americans, right? They're part of the country. I mean, they don't get to vote because they're not a state, but they are, you know, what, a territory, right? I always forget territory, I guess. Anyway, so Aubrey Plaza, speaking at the Innovator Awards in New York City, I think probably best sums up the general response from the Puerto Rican community, the millions of them that we have here in America. The millions who are not living in Puerto Rico, which is also part of America, that are instead living in the mainland. Verbal gaffe, sorry.
I just wanted to very quickly respond to the racist joke that was made at that Trump rally about Puerto Rico, where most of my family is from. Thankfully, my sweet abuelita wasn't here to hear that. Disgusting remark, but if she was alive today, I think she would say, Tony Hinchcliffe, go f*** yourself. And yes, the Wall Street Journal can quote me on that. Anyways.
You know what I love about that comment, aside from the profanity, is that she directed it at the comedian. That's the right target. If you don't like what he said, then criticize him. Again, is this the reason you're going to vote one way or the other? Is because of what some comedian said at a Trump rally? It just seems so pathetic. 437-1620. Oh, got a bunch of texts here. Let's read some of these texts. Do I think Hinchcliffe was a lone actor to sabotage Trump? I doubt it. Somebody says, the guy is, I just think he's, you know, made some unfortunate jokes. The guy is a comedian, so people need to get over it. However, if you listen carefully, it's exactly what he was talking about. Practicing the First Amendment now is scary. And see, that's the thing too, is I think Jon Stewart came to this guy's defense. I didn't read the story. I read the headline, but I think that's true, and good for him because, yeah, I mean, comedians make jokes that offend people. And it's Wednesday. How is that surprising? Somebody else says Trump is on like 59 days straight campaigning. Right. Meanwhile, you know, Kamala Harris takes half the week off to recover and prepare for interviews. Trump and Biden are both speaking like they're in the 15th round of a boxing match. It's the reason pro fights are cut down to 12 rounds. Interesting note. Oh, by the way, have I had David on yet this for news headlines? Let's get David on here real quick for the headlines before we go to the traffic. David Wayne in the newsroom with our headlines. David? Because this is relevant. It ties in. Go ahead.
Well, jaywalking will soon be legal in New York City. Apparently, it was banned in 1958, but critics say it had been enforced unevenly there, so it's been overturned as a social justice move. Actress Terry Garr has died at 79. She was the star of films including Young Frankenstein, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and Tootsie. She died yesterday in Los Angeles after a battle with multiple sclerosis. And scientists are hopeful that a new experimental brain zapping program treatment program can help people overcome addictions to drugs or alcohol. Doctors at West Virginia University's Rockefeller Neuroscience Institute have developed this $1 million brain zapping helmet and goggles that people wear while being shown images of what they're struggling with. The helmet pulses parts of the brain with ultrasound waves until the cravings are gone.
Interesting. I'm not sure the marketing slogan needs to be brain zapping helmet, but, you know, sure. I mean, if it works, it works. David, thanks so much. I thought you were going to ask me about the Rogan podcast. You asked me earlier how far into it I am.
Oh, Trump. That's right. Well, yeah.
And I gave a falsehood. I said two hours and 10 minutes. I'm actually 2.5 hours. I'm almost there. I'm almost done. And my one big takeaway from it so far is Joe Rogan's much more intelligent than I thought. I've never listened to him much other than from like Fear Factor and stuff. Man, that guy is a genius when it comes to like MMA stuff.
Right.
And boxing.
And you get deep into a conversation,
yeah.
Even policy wise.
Yeah,
and
he knows
like
a lot.
That. He knows things. Yeah.
No, I'm actually very impressed with him, by the way. And he talked about this, why they cut down from 15 rounds to 12 rounds, which I thought was interesting, you know, it tied in with the comment. Anyway, John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. Even 98 going through Gulf Breeze looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat County Commission, District 4.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show, talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Hi, I'm Tom Powers for Milton City Council, and I'm running for a better Milton, not one where the council members fight with the citizens and each other. A Milton that saves our Blackwater River by putting the wastewater plant in the right location and doesn't contaminate our drinking water with forever chemicals. A Milton that works with the state to relieve traffic problems. I want to see Milton grow and thrive and be a place where families come to raise their children. We can do better. Vote Tom Powers.
Paid for and approved by Tom Powers. Milton City Council, Ward 1, C2.
Warning. Amendment 4 overturns Florida's parental consent law, so a minor could undergo an abortion without a parent's permission. Doctors can't even prescribe Tylenol without a parent's consent. But with Amendment 4, abortion would become the only medical procedure that can be performed on a minor without a parent's permission. Amendment 4 goes far beyond Roe v. Wade, eliminating reasonable safeguards and forcing taxpayers to fund abortions, even late-term abortions, when science says the baby can feel pain. The Amendment 4 campaign is funded by George Soros and his radical allies, the same people trying to strip away parents' rights and push gender ideology in schools are trying to overturn parental consent on abortion. Amendment 4 isn't about freedom. It's about taking power from parents and giving it to radical leftists. Be warned. Amendment 4 is way too extreme and not what it seems. Sponsored by Truth About Amendment 4.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Ready? Give me the bat. Give me the bat.
Oh, you know what I have? I have tickets to give away for FSU in North Carolina. Maybe FSU can get a second victory. Sorry, some Noles fans, I'm sorry. No, but it's always fun to go to the games, right? So if you would like to go to the game, FSU versus North Carolina, Saturday, November 2nd at the Doak, be caller. Just call fast. Caller number one, 437-1620, 437-1620. Call now, win. And coming up, we're going to talk to the owner of Trulieve about her position on Amendment 4 or 3.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign says more than 75,000 people showed up to hear a speech in Washington, D.C., saying it's time for a new generation of leadership, calling former President Trump a petty tyrant.
We are not a vessel for the schemes of wannabe dictators. The United States of America is the greatest idea humanity ever devised.
Former President Trump in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
It's in your hands. If we win Pennsylvania, we're going to win the whole deal.
Campaigns in North Carolina and Wisconsin today. Harris in North Carolina, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. At least 51 people are dead in flooding in Spain, the Valencia region of the eastern part of the country, and rescue teams are still working to reach the worst hit areas. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, partly cloudy, 65 degrees in Pensacola. A local property manager having issues with aggressive homeless people on their property.
Having tenants barricaded in their own units to where we've had to come out and help with removing the vagrants so that they didn't hurt or injure someone. We've had our buildings caught on fire. It's burned up the wall, into the ceiling, into units to...
That's Cameron Cauley. He manages the shopping center. It's at the corner of Mobile Highway and Fairfield Drive. And he says that the fire that was set at that location cost their company over $400,000. It wasn't covered by insurance. He says he's made more than 50 calls at this point to the sheriff's department about the issue. And this all coming as Escambia County continues looking into an ordinance to prohibit public camping to comply with that new statewide law, which will start being enforced in early 2025. A Pace man has died after a motorcycle crash on Chemukla Highway last night. FHP says the man was riding northbound near Smyre Drive when an SUV pulled out in front of him. The rider was pronounced dead at the scene of that crash. Troopers say the driver of the SUV also suffered minor injuries. Well, there were some reports yesterday that made the rounds that the shopping center where Hobby Lobby and Books a Million are located on Davis Highway had been purchased by a church, and said the stores may have been set to close. But Hobby and Books shoppers appear to be safe. Both of those stores will remain right where they are throughout their lease terms. The building on Davis Highway was sold, though, to Destiny Worship Center. But for now, the church says that building will be an investment property. They're not planning on expanding into Pensacola just yet. They do have locations in Crestview, Freeport, Fort Walton Beach, and in Panama City. Now, good news for folks that will be traveling during the holidays. That big parking lot expansion at the Pensacola Airport is set to be complete before the busy travel season kicks in.
Past 3 million passengers. So those additional 434 new parking spaces will be available just before the start of the Thanksgiving holiday travel period. We are still on track for that, fortunately, and we anticipate the work will be completed by November 18th.
And that announcement yesterday from Mayor D.C. Reeves at his press conference, he also reacted to the big news last week that the airport terminal expansion has received a $4 million federal grant from the FAA's Airport Terminal Program. Reeves said between the FAA grant and state funding, they've already secured $9 million to go towards that new airport terminal. Well, learning a little bit more about that shooting Monday morning on River Annex Road, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons.
So the story goes this way. There's a lady that's in a disturbance with a man that's in his own home. She's trying to get in because they've had a previous relationship. She's trying to get back into the home.
Got it.
He doesn't want her back in the home. She calls another friend, this guy named Grant Bieber. He gets up there, and he becomes involved in this disturbance now. And at one point, he's at the side door, and he's kicking the side door.
And that Sheriff Simmons there, he says that's when Bieber fired a shot through the door with a .22 caliber rifle, then fired a few more shots into the front of the home. 43-year-old Grant Bieber is charged with attempted murder in the case. He's being held in the Escambia County Jail with no bond. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. We're seeing I-10, I-110 are still flowing very good. Minor slowdown if you're heading from Avalon, let's see here, on Highway 90 through to East Milton. You're going to see a minor delay there. Other than that, traffic's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We are going to be seeing a beautiful day today with a few passing clouds. Temperatures warming up near 81 degrees for the afternoon. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 68. As we head into your Halloween, temperatures near 80 degrees for your high. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 69 degrees. Keeping the mostly sunny skies around on Friday with a few passing clouds, high near 81 and a low near 66. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now we do have partly cloudy skies. It is 65 in Pensacola. We've got 67 reported in Gulf Breeze, 64 in Milton. Our next news at 7. We've got breaking news anytime. David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. German automaker Volkswagen has reported a 42% drop in operating profit in the third quarter. The results come after Volkswagen last month cut its 2024 annual outlook for the second time in just a few months. The carmaker has also warned of potential plant closures in Germany. China's Xiaomi said it had delivered more than 20,000 SU7 EVs in October as it ramps up production for its electric car venture. Xiaomi also announced it is taking pre-orders for the high-end sports version SU7 Ultra ahead of the product's release in March of 2025. China's Commerce Ministry said it does not accept tariffs imposed by the European Union on Chinese electric vehicles after it increased tariffs to as high as roughly 45%. China has already filed a lawsuit under the World Trade Organization dispute settlement mechanism. Futures are mixed after Alphabet's earnings report. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials lost 154. That's Your Money Now.
New South Window lives southern weather. And our products are designed to keep the intense heat out and the cool air in. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. That's why our energy-efficient windows and doors are made, installed, and guaranteed for life.
For a limited time only, save 35% off on New South Windows and Doors. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to learn more.
Flashlights? Check. Camp stove? Check. Canned goods? Check. Ice chests? Check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Hi, everybody. This is Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half-cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information. Paid for by Santa Rosa's Tomorrow, today.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner, specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older. VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Carissa Burgosh is running for school board to make sure our children aren't harassed or bullied. A lifelong educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the school board during an emergency vacancy years ago, she ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better then. Choose proven leadership. She's from here and will remain here.
I'm Carissa Burgosh, running for school board, District 4, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Carissa Burgosh.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
Orange Man bad.
Yes.
Orange Man Hitler.
That line has completely lost its punch, hasn't it?
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2 after Pep Talk.
It seems like it has. I mean, I still think it freaks people out on the left. And as you pointed out yesterday, David, this guy's been sitting on this information for more than 5 years.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2 before Guy Benson. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody getting high, 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 high.
So the whole purpose of this amendment is to create and protect a certain business model. You can possess and smoke it, but only if you buy it from these companies. You cannot grow your own under this amendment. They are giving themselves, the weed companies, total immunity from any civil liability. Honestly, the chutzpah, I mean, it takes a lot of gall to do that. I mean, really, are you serious? So the market is gonna get bigger, the price will get higher, and so what happens? The black market fills the void with lower prices. I think the thing to point out about Colorado, California, New York, whatever you think of them, and I think it's been a train wreck, this amendment is much worse in terms of how it's written. This is a horribly written amendment.
All right, so that's Governor DeSantis, the chopped-down version of, you know, what he said on Friday when he came to Pensacola and spoke at the sheriff's office against Amendment Number 3. And that's just like the sort of fastest version of his arguments against, obviously very much opposed to it. I've told you that I'm opposed to this amendment as well, but we in a conversation like to give different sides a chance to speak. And I got an offer yesterday to have the chairman, the CEO, excuse me, chief executive officer and founder of Trulieve on the air, Kim Rivers. And I said, yeah, of course, right? Kim, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thanks so much for having me. Good morning.
Absolutely. Good to have you. You guys are what, 10 years in business here in Florida, founded in Florida? Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So we were founded here in Florida, started with 10 employees in Quincy, which is a town outside of Tallahassee, and have grown the company over the last 10 years to now employ thousands of Floridians across the state.
And you do pay a little bit of tax, yeah?
Yeah, just a little bit. So, we're proud Floridians and proud to contribute to the economic growth of both our state, and of course, we pay our fair share in federal taxes as well.
So, before we get to the arguments against and the kind of some of the things that DeSantis raised and that I would want to ask you about, I wanted to give you a minute or two just to say why you favor this. Like, what is your argument for? Obviously, it will grow your business. Grow, not intended as a pun, but there you go. Your business will increase, obviously. You'll employ more people, obviously. But apart from that, why should people, in your view, vote for this amendment?
Yeah, really, Amendment 3 is very simply, it's about personal freedom. It's about, you know, the fact that over 70% of Americans now favor some form of legalization. We're talking about the ability for adults over the age of 21 to be able to utilize and access a substance that's safer than alcohol in the privacy of their own homes. Second, it's about stopping needless persecution and arrest of folks for small amounts of marijuana, and to make sure that the 3 million Floridians who are currently using marijuana, 800,000 of which are accessing it through the medical program, but there's over 2 million Floridians that are using marijuana today, and getting it through the illicit or unregulated markets. And really, it's about creating an opportunity for those folks to have access in a safe way to make sure that those products are clean and reliable and not contaminated. And then finally, I would say it's about, you know, generating revenue. We have an opportunity to generate hundreds of millions of dollars for the state and to reinvest it into our community and to place in schools.
Nicely done, by the way. Good. So I think there are three sort of levels of conversation about this amendment. Level one is the pro-con for legalization, which, of course, you know, what you talked about right there was the sort of pro for legalization. Level two is the this amendment in particular, is it good policy if you agree that we ought to legalize marijuana? And then the level three is, if this is good policy, does it justify a constitutional amendment, which will be almost impossible to tinker with or improve if we ever discover that there are things to come back on? And that's kind of where I want to focus our conversation. We're going to take a real quick break. We'll be right back with Kim Rivers, the CEO of Trulieve, and I'll give you a chance to kind of answer those questions. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents or slowdowns, Anola, let you know about. Traffic's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So back with Kim Rivers, the CEO of Trulieve. So, Kim, I think the pro-con argument about legalization is one that with the public, you probably win on the basis of freedom, on the basis of, you know, tolerance or indulgence, comparisons with alcohol. We can have conversations about all that. I think it's more interesting to talk about the question of this particular amendment and whether a constitutional amendment is the right solution. This amendment only allows companies like yours to dispense marijuana. It doesn't allow personal grows. It wouldn't allow farming outside of what's already been allowed, and it wouldn't allow other outlets to do theirs. Why is that the right policy?
Yeah, and actually, let's just clear up the facts here, because I think there's been a lot of misinformation on this point in particular. So first of all, currently in the state of Florida, there are 25 companies that are currently authorized to grow, process, and sell. There are another 22 companies that the governor could sign into existence today. Those applications are finished and sitting on his desk waiting for signature. So we're talking about a market that would have 47 companies available on day one for folks to be able to access the product. Secondly, in the text of the amendment, if you read it, it specifically authorizes the legislature to issue new types of licenses specifically for adult use. Those licenses, there's no restrictions on them, so they could be any size, any type, any types of companies. So this is a market expander, not a market retractor. And so that talking point is absolutely candidly false. Second, home grow. In the Constitution, as you probably know, there are strict rules in terms of how an amendment must be crafted. It's required in the state of Florida that we only have a single subject. And so this amendment is silent as to home grow. It in no way prohibits home grow. It keeps the law the way that it is today. And the reason that we cannot add home grow is because in the last attempt, so by the way, legalization has been attempted to make it onto the ballot here three different times, and the Supreme Court has struck those measures down. The last amendment had both home grow and legalization in it, and the Supreme Court said that that violated the single subject rule. So unfortunately, we could not add home grow. If we did, we wouldn't be on the ballot. So again, that's a disingenuous argument. However, what I will say is that we are absolutely supportive of home grow. We always have been supportive of home grow. And in fact, in other markets that we participate in, we sell things like seeds and clones and whatnot. So we look at that also as a market expander. And in fact, because there's been so exciting for me, because there's been so much talk about home grow, we believe, and actually Senator Joe Gruters, who's a Republican, big Republican senator, and Senator Chevron Jones, who's a Democrat, have come together and have said that they will be sponsoring a home grow bill this legislative session once Amendment 3 passes. So step one is legalization. We got to stop the arrests. We got to make sure that adults who are over the age of 21 have the freedom to access clean, safe product. Step two is we can make it legal for folks to grow at home, which I'm very supportive of. We're very supportive of, and think that that's the next step to freedom.
So that kind of brings me to the third level, which is why a constitutional amendment. Because, by the way, I think everything that you've said so far in that layer of analysis, and that the legislature can certainly come in and do all kinds of things to expand. The concern is that, and we didn't really talk about the immunity provision, we could maybe if we have time, but if this is true and if there is a push in Florida towards legalization, and if you have, you know, legislative support for legalization, then why not just go for straight legalization? And why do you need to do it in a constitutional amendment? Because there's kind of the two questions. One is, it seems like a straight decriminalization amendment would have been much cleaner, easier to sell, and wouldn't have the counterarguments be made against it as monopolistic or whatever. But also, why a constitutional amendment? Why not just go through the legislature if the time is so ripe, which you could then tinker later on if you need to tinker?
Sure. So two points. One, decriminalization without a marketplace and a regulated marketplace ends in disaster. That's actually exactly what happened in New York. So, and that actually would fuel the black market. And so it is very important. And for states that have done this the right way, like in Arizona, a Missouri, Ohio.
Are you still there, Kim? I'm sorry. You cut out on me for just a second.
Marketplace. So I do think that that's an important point.
Hey, Kim,
second,
I'm so sorry. We lost you there for about 15, yeah. about 10 seconds. You
oh,
were saying
so
they did it right in Arizona, and then the last part of that sentence. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's okay. They did it right in Arizona, Ohio, Missouri. So again, good, very conservative run states where, again, you have legalization with a regulated base. And those two things need to go hand in hand to effectively ensure that there is a transition from the illicit market into a regulated market, and that it is, again, safe, clean, and effective. It and candidly has guardrails in place that are effective. So that's point number one. Point number two, the reason for a constitutional amendment is, listen, that's democracy. This is the democratic process here. And candidly, right, there have been every single year attempts to bring this issue up before the legislature. And even though you have an overwhelming support from the people, and I mean, as evidenced by the fact that there have been three separate attempts with over a million signatures from Floridians every single time to get this on the ballot, and you're even seeing now, right? There's overwhelmingly, I mean, this thing, you know, is going to have overwhelming support, majority of support from all parties, all sides. You've got both presidential candidates. You have presidential candidate Trump, who has specifically endorsed as a Floridian Amendment 3 and said he's going to vote for it. So again, the time has come, and candidly, when lawmakers aren't listening to the will of the people, then this is a safety valve, right? And the other thing I would say is that, unlike some other amendments that may be on the ballot, Amendment 3 gives broad power to the legislature, just like broad power was given in the medical program, to make changes and to make sure that this is done the Florida way. Again, we have senators who have already drafted bills to prohibit public smoking and public consumption. I believe there will be strict guardrails in terms of time, place, and manner. I think there's going to be product differences. And again, there's going to be taxation so that we can make sure that this revenue is invested back into our Florida communities.
So I you have not persuaded me on the constitutional amendment slide, but I appreciate the answer, by the way. Great conversation. As far as the public policy side, I'm trying to give you as much chance to speak, because I've given a lot of air to the other side, right? So I'm trying to give you as much chance to answer on these questions. What about the sort of broader, maybe, question? This sort of slops across all three of the categories we've so far been distinguishing pretty well, which is, you know, we knew when Charlotte's Web came that it would lead to medical. And we knew when medical came that it would lead to decriminalization. And here we are. In fact, in the original constitutional amendment allowing medical, it specifically says nothing in this amendment shall be construed to imply that people can, you know, just use it recreationally. Well, here we are just a couple of years later, and so far that you're even willing to say, Trulieve founder, you know, Kim Rivers is willing to say, hey, and if people want to grow it in their backyards and get high on their own time, you know, that's all fine. It's all been gateway progression for the legalization slice. And, you know, why shouldn't we feel like we've been sort of slippery sloped into this position?
Well, I mean, first of all, I mean, I think on home grow, that's, you know, that's very much a currently, you know, a Republican position, along with, and I think that crosses, that's a freedom position. And I think if folks, you know, want to grow a couple of plants, you know, I think we can agree that's probably okay.
And I certainly agree with you that I think Republicans will probably take that position. Yes, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. And then as it relates to, you know, what has happened is, I don't think we can look at this in a vacuum. Again, when you look at what's happening nationally, right, and you look at what's happening as it relates to the research and the data and the science, right, we don't, time doesn't stand still. Right. Thankfully, right, we as society and we as Americans, we progress with the times, and really the information and the ability to have science, right? I mean, just yesterday, an FAU longitudinal study came out that confirmed that teen usage declines dramatically in states where there is legalization. So, you know, there has been a lot of misinformation and propaganda out there over the years, right? We've got a lot of, you know, this is kind of things that we've been told.
But is that because of decriminalization, or is that because use is down?
It's because of legalization. And so they literally went back, and I'm happy to show you the study and forward it to you, and you can post it and share with your listeners. But they looked at states where legalization has occurred, and in those states, teen usage has declined. Let's talk about why. So number one, there's age gating, right? And so in states that have legalized, there is effective transition from the illicit market into a store-regulated environment. When you go to those stores, you have to show an ID, and there's technology to ensure that those IDs are valid and that you are, in fact, over the age of 21. Second, the product. When you buy a product from us, it's in a child-resistant container. It's white. It's opaque. It is not attractive to children. We are regulated to the hilt. Every single thing that we sell has to be approved by the state of Florida. So our products, there is no brightly colored, anything that resembles a gummy bear. We're not even allowed to call it a gummy. Our products are called gels, and they resemble a white menthol Halls cough drop. So nothing.
I'm not sure that's 100% something kids wouldn't try too. Hey, Kim, I know you have to go because you have another interview in like 5 minutes. Plus, we're totally out of time. I wanted to give you as much time to talk as possible because obviously you're very sharp. You know your material.
Thank you so much.
Very helpful, very useful for our listeners. So thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Yep. Appreciate it. And don't forget to go out there and vote.
Thanks. Kim Rivers, the CEO of Trulieve. Thank you so much for the time this morning. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now. We're starting to see a little bit of delay on I-10 eastbound as you start heading toward that construction zone on Highway 29. But other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Florida Senate candidate Don Gates will fight for us.
Because Florida is a free state and Florida is a low tax state. But for many people, Florida is also becoming an unaffordable state. In many markets, availability of housing has declined, while housing costs have increased a lot. The price of energy at the gas pump and the electric meter, it's a hardship for many families. And property insurance, if you can get it, is doubling, even tripling, even when homeowners and business owners don't have recent claims or any claims at all. I'm running for the Florida Senate because I'm ready to tackle those tough issues. For senior citizens, for small businesses, and for the folks who work every day to make our state exceptional, I'll fight for a free Florida and a low-tax Florida and an affordable Florida.
Paid by Don Gates, Republican for State Senate.
When it comes to enhancing your outdoor experience, you need a companion that can keep up. The Kubota RTV at Parrish is your ultimate utility vehicle for every adventure. Prepping your deer plot or hauling gear, the RTV delivers powerful performance and versatility. Starting at $15,499 cash with a $2,000 rebate. Financing available as low as $285 a month for 72 months. Get your Kubota RTV today and let Parrish Tractor show you why they're more than a tractor store.
This is Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children, to protect their innocence, and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. I'm a Naval Academy grad, 28-year Navy pilot, and former Desert Storm Task Group commander. I'm also proudly endorsed by former Superintendent Malcolm Thomas. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich for School Board District 4.
Paid for by Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
All good things to those who wait.
Good morning, 6:58 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Interesting conversation with Kim Rivers. Got a lot of texts in here on both sides of that. Let's go into the newsroom with David Wayne with our headlines. David?
Well, the presidential election, less than a week away now. Both Vice President Harris and former President Trump still on the campaign trail in key swing states. Harris holding a rally today in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and another in Madison, Wisconsin. Trump will also be in Wisconsin for a rally in Green Bay today.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. I think that the part that I feel a little bit less hostile towards Amendment 3 about is the structure of the amendment, but I still don't think it should be in the Constitution. And her claim about promoting democracy, democracy is just fine through the representatives. We don't need to have it in a constitutional amendment that you cannot then tinker with very effectively. That's the part where we disagree still. You're listening.